are dealing with the Section 89 process in terms of the Constitution. And Chief Whip, after explain the process, will just indicate the issue of debate or declarations. Ma'am, when we get to what we are busy with on Tuesday, or House is busy with on Tuesday, is to discuss the recommendations of the panel in terms of Section 89. Now, this is what the rule says should happen. It's Rule 129I, which says once the panel has reported, the Speaker must schedule the report for consideration by the Assembly with due urgency. That has now happened. It's happening on Tuesday. Number three, in the event the Assembly resolves that a Section 81 inquiry be proceeded with. In other words, in the event that the Assembly resolves that the conclusion of the panel, the recommendation of the panel be agreed to, the matter must be referred to the impeachment committee established by this rule for that purpose. And then Rule 129J says there is an impeachment committee to consider motions in terms of Section 89 referred to it in terms of this rule. I just want to clarify the point that if the House in its wisdom says, yes, we agree with the panel report, then by operation of these rules, we proceed to the impeachment committee. The committee does not have to be established. It is already established in terms of the rules. What will be required is to constitute that committee. It will be the membership of the committee. And, of course, the Speaker must determine that membership. But the parameters within which the Speaker makes that determination are already in the rules. Speaker has dealt with the issue of voting. Honorable Kwakube has written to the Speaker to ask for manual voting, and that's how it happens. So if there is a request for another type of voting, there will be a formal request to the Speaker, and the Speaker will then make a determination on the matter. And that would be made known to all honorable members. The next step in terms of the rules is if the House agrees that there is indeed a basis for that recommendation of the panel, because the rules then take the process to the next step. And the next step is the impeachment committee. So what will happen after the debate? A question will be put that these recommendations be agreed to. If the recommendations are agreed to, then that activates the impeachment committee. It's not like establishing an ad hoc committee where you will now need another motion establishing the impeachment committee. The rule says there is an impeachment committee. So it's already in place. It's a question of nominating names and the Speaker making a determination in terms of the membership of that committee. And of course, the membership, the scope or the framework for the membership will be given to the members, but it's contained in the rules. It says all members, all party